This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. The Bush administration has announced a new pilot program that would lift current travel restrictions for Mexican trucking companies in the U.S. It would also open Mexico to American trucks. In both cases, the new rules would fulfill the promise of a landmark trade agreement signed more than a dozen years ago. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Under the North American Free Trade Agreement, U.S. and Mexican trucks were supposed to be allowed to pick up and deliver cargo anywhere in either country by the year 2000. It never happened. As Transportation Secretary Mary Peters noted in announcing the new program, Mexican trucks are required to stop within 25 miles of the border at what Peters calls an imaginary line.
There, these trucks must sit idle until a U.S. truck arrives and the cargo is switched from one to another. Even worse, U.S. trucks can't even go into Mexico. It's a process that wastes precious time, precious energy, and precious money. And it's a process that's about to change.
The companies picked for the pilot program will soon be able to send trucks across the border and throughout Mexico and the U.S. Peters says U.S. inspectors will go into Mexico to screen Mexican trucks and drivers. Drivers will need a valid commercial license, proof that they're healthy.
And they must be able to understand and respond in English to questions and directions from inspectors. The trucks must be insured by U.S. licensed firms. And from hood to tail lamps, they must meet the United States safety requirements, including brakes, turn signals, and cargo securing equipment.
Groups that have long fought to keep Mexican trucks off U.S. highways remain skeptical.
The Bush administration really is playing Russian roulette with the safety of American drivers.
James Hoffa, president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, says Mexican trucks are often poorly maintained, and Mexico lacks the computerized databases it needs to check for drug or traffic violations before issuing driver's licenses.
This is all about money, and it's all about pressure to lower standards, to endanger the people on our highways, so that they can make a few more dollars by, you know, paying somebody, you know, one-third of what a regular truck driver would make.
Some lawmakers are leery of the new program as well. Jim Berard, a spokesman for the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, says U.S. officials won't be able to tell how long a Mexican trucker's been driving without a break.
That driver could have been up 24 hours by the time he crosses into Texas or California or Arizona without any way of knowing, and then he's got legally in the United States another 10 hours of operation behind the wheel.
Berard says he's also concerned about what happens if the pilot program succeeds.
That would, of course, open it up for the next step, which is unrestricted access by all Mexico domiciled trucks,
including trucks from less reputable companies. Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State says she'll hold a hearing March 8th to look into this and other safety issues. But unless Congress steps in, the pilot program will go ahead. And Secretary Peters sees it as the start of a new era.
The time has come for us to move forward on a long-standing promise with Mexico by taking the trucking provision of the North American Free Trade Agreement off hold.
Peters says the first Mexican trucks and drivers should be cleared to travel throughout the U.S. in about 60 days. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.